Hello.
Hey, bro.
What up? Who this, Sister Hawanda?
Yep.
How you doing?
How you doing? I'm good.
Oh, yeah, it's just me and Jeanette on. We don't want
Hey,
phone
Sister
calls.
Jeanette.
Hey,
Hello.
Hawanda.
Hey.
She messing with the kids. Baby. Sister Hawanda said, what's up? Yeah. How your week was, Sister
I'm pretty good. Pretty
Hawanda?
good, pretty good. I ain't gonna complain. I know it was cold. I went out there to I do Bible study at the JRC with the kids on Tuesday. It was so cold, boy. My legs, I felt like I was a kid in Chicago when you got to walk to school. My legs was cold.
Oh, you do the something that can I see with the kids?
Yeah, I do Bible study with them on Tuesdays.
How you get into that?
Pastor Jose, yeah, Pastor Jose. He the one
Is
that's over it. Somebody had was going. Had got invited and then invited me to go because I, because of my journals and like I've been going ever since. So we just take turns giving the word with them.
Oh, wow. I like to do something like that too. I got
Okay,
like stuff.
let me see what I could do. They be on it's Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Oh, yeah. And it's
Mm-hmm.
boys and girls.
Yes, boy and girl. Yep.
In the same building together?
Yes, yeah, JRC. Yeah.
I think that's the juvenile detention center, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I
Yeah,
see
the
it sometimes.
boys and girls, they be in there together.
Yeah. When I was up in there, they didn't have it like that.
Oh, they did.
No, I used to be in there. I only was in there one time, though, when I was younger, like ninth grade. They had put me up in
Oh,
there.
okay. Yeah, they got
They
them in
put.
there together. Maybe they just do that together, though. I don't know how it be, for the rest. They probably when they do their activities or whatever, maybe that's together.
For me, yeah, you should take it out for me. I wouldn't mind doing it either on the real, I wouldn't. Especially if I got the time to do it.
All
For
right,
real.
I see what I could do as far as making some connections for you.
How your week? I mean, Jeanette, how your week was, Sister Jeanette?
My week been all right. I can't complain, Work, home, grocery store, cleaning, maintaining the kids.
I understand that.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm trying to figure out now. I know that today was the first day of them going to their new schools. So, it looked like they had a good day.
Oh, that's good.
They was embraced by all their little friends, people that weren't in their class, they was just embraced today. So I'm happy about that.
That's great. That's real good. That can be, you could. That can make you feel some type of way on both ends as far as worrying about how they gonna feel and then you adjusting too as a parent, for them starting something new. So
I'm like, we out here in like a country, I'm like not that many black people. So it's like I don't know how they gonna embrace my baby. But
But
it's
I'm
like,
so glad that it came turned out in your favor.
yeah,
And we
it
pray that it continue to be like that,
is. Yeah, I'm sure like I'm my son, he be making me iffy a little bit. So yeah, that's who really in school wise with his speech to keep my prayers on for real. Both of them, okay. But you know.
We'll keep that up in prayer.
Oh,
what time is it? I'm going to try to get a couple of more minutes for people, but my week been interesting. Just pretty much just trying to figure out really what I want to do as far as like work. I don't know if I want to stay with packages or if I want to just get something out here so I don't have to drive back and forth like that, because I kind of want to just chill out here, man, and kind of work somewhere locally, though, you know?
Right.
And so I don't have to travel back and forth because Madison, like, 40, 45 minutes from us, which it really don't be bad. Like, the ride, I'm going to be like a 30-minute ride. Yeah, about 30-minute ride. So I've been, like, trying to figure that out, but...
Well, won't you just apply and just see what open up, but within it, with everything in prayer and supplication to Yah, you know, and what's meant will, you know, happen.
No, you're definitely right. But I will ask Sister Awanda to open us up, but she did it last week. So
okay.
How about Sister?
Just open us up.
Father God, I come before you today, Lord God. Thank you for a new day, Father God. Thank you for everybody on the support line, Father God. Bless the ones that's not on the support line, Father God, the ones that's on their way to the support line, Father God. Continue to just keep blessing your people, Father God, and giving us the nutrition that we need, Father God, to just steady become a better person.
Yeah.
I ask, Lord God, that you continue to keep guiding us and give us the word that, or whatever you want us to understand, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
So, I wanted to talk, I wanted to talk about management. You know, and what made me think about it was from a segment in the Bible, Matthew's.
Okay.
Matthew 5:14. Yep, Matthew 25:14. Let's see. And wait, my stuff, I can find it. 25:14. The parable of the three servants. You remember that one, Sister Wanda?
Okay, I'm right here.
Mm-hmm. So, I wanted to talk about that because, and put in an aspect of management, you know, because when I was going over it, it put me in the mind state of that. And as far as, and that can go for everybody. We all, I feel like, as managers of our own life. You know what I'm saying? And not only managers of our own life, managers over our kids, managers over our household, our job, everything has to do with management. You know what I'm saying? Regardless if you got a title at a job that say, oh, you're a manager. You know?
Right, so, I get that.
It put me in a mind state of, I want to read it though. The parable of the three servants. Matthew 25:14. Again, the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a long trip. He called together his servants and entrusted his money to them while he was gone. He gave 5 bags of silver to one, 2 bags of silver to another, and 1 bag of silver to the last, dividing it in proportions to the to their abilities. He then left on his trip. The servants who received the 5 bags of silver began to invest the money and earn 5 more. The servant with the 2 bags of silver also went to work and earned 2 more. But the servant who received 1 bag of silver dug a hole in the ground and he hid the master's money. After a long time, their master returned from his trip and called them to give an account of how they had used his money. The servants to whom he had entrusted the 5 bags of silver came forward with 5 more and said, "Master, you give me 5 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned 5 more." The master was filled with praise. "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been fulfilled in handling this small amount. So now I will give you more, many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." The servant who had received the 2 bags of silver came forward and said, "Master, you give me 2 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned 2 more." The master said, "Well done, my good, faithful servant. You have been fulfilled, faithful in handling this small amount of so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." Then the servant with 1 bag of silver came and said, "Master, I know you were a rash man." What's that? You see that, sister?
Yo, yours is just a little bit different from mine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, because I'm reading. Oh, yeah. A rash man, it says. "Harvesting crop you didn't plant and gather crop you didn't convert. I was afraid I would lose your money, so I hid it in the earth. Look, here is your money back." But the master replied, "You wicked and lazy servant. If you knew I harvest crop, I didn't plant and gather crop, I didn't convert, why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? At least I could have gotten some interest on it." Then he ordered, "Take the money from this servant and give it to the one with the 10 bags of silver. To those who use well what they are given, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who doing nothing, even what little they have will be taken away. Now throw this useless servant into outer darkness, where they will be weeping and gushing of teeth." And I thought, I'm going to stop there, but I thought that was just so powerful because it puts you in a mind state of God only rewards those who are being good servants, who are being good managers, basically, who are being productive and using a skill of whatever ability God gave you and using that skill and multiplying on it. You know what I'm saying? Stewarding over your stuff well with multiplying on it. You know what I'm saying? With not just being one of the ones like the third guy was, who was like, "Oh, I hid your money because I thought I was going to lose it." You know what I mean? Like that person already, you can tell he wasn't a good manager over nothing. You can tell he didn't have nothing planned out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I feel like we can use that in the life spec and life terms too, though. You know what I'm saying? Because we all have the abilities to make money or whatever we're doing to get by. You know what I'm saying? We all are surviving, so we're doing something. You know what I'm saying? So we managing that part right. But I think a lot of times it comes to a point to where it's like along on a journey that a person is taking. You know what I'm saying? They may lose the concept of, oh, man, I need to manage this right, or everything is going to be taken away from me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Without waiting to the last minute to realize that, oh, man, everything is gone. You know what I'm saying? Everything, like, how did I get here? When, in reality, if you would have just been stewarding over your stuff the right way, you know what I'm saying, trying to use your ability to multiply what you got, you wouldn't be stuck in that predicament. You know what I mean? And that's the type of stuff that I'm trying to even realize now. Like, man, AD, like, you know, you done had this, you done had that. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you need to do to make sure that you don't go through this again? What do you need to do to make sure that you're multiplying? Are you multiplying? You know what I'm saying? Are you managing over things the right way? So I always like to take a step back and evaluate my situation. You know what I'm saying? And be like, okay, what needs to change in the environment? You know what I'm saying? Like, whether it can be with yourself, like, you know what I'm saying? Because we always got to be the ones to look at ourselves. And a lot of times people don't. So.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
What I take away from.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, my takeaway from was it brought back to the mind of, if we be faithful over a few things, he'll make us ruler over many. You know, no matter, don't be weary of small beginnings. You know what I'm saying? So even in your few, be faithful over it. You know, you might have a studio. That don't mean don't clean it up, don't pay your bills. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And stuff like that, being a good steward over when we apply it to our life aspect, you know, of what he's describing. Like, hey, I gave you this. Take care of it. Make sure it's clean. Make sure your bills is paid. You know what I'm saying? And that's when I can trust you with the increase. You know what I'm saying? So if you be faithful over a few things, I make you ruler over many. You know, versus, say for instance, he bless you with a 5-bedroom house, and then here it is, maybe your sister or somebody needs somewhere to stay. You tell them they can't stay. You know what I'm saying? You rejected somebody that need a place to stay. And I'm just thinking of the mindset of like that. That's almost like, you know, you burying your gift under the ground. You ain't using it to bring glory to his name, basically. That's the way it's been broken down to me. Because whether he give you 5 or 2, he don't want you to bury it under the ground. And not share it with nobody, because he explained to the man, hey, you could at least put it in the bank. Like, use your brain. You burying it under the ground, which means you operate not only from a place of laziness, but from a place of fear.
Mm-hmm.
So just use your common sense, like literally, and have an open mind. Like you said, his spirit already wasn't right. He didn't want to do nothing. He just, you know, and it make me think, you know what I'm saying? Like you say, we have to examine ourselves. Some people can have hey, here it is. You got a large sum of money just sitting up somewhere, but you ain't helping the homeless. There it is. The homeless is hungry. You ain't finding no way to invest to make the world a better place. People may be saying, oh, you should be giving your tithes or this and that, but whether it's giving your tithes or going out there and helping the homeless or the hungry, you know what I'm saying? Making yourself available in that way to where, because I feel like if we be faithful and we be obedient, Yah is the one that's going to give the increase anyway, because whatever idea they had, the person that got 5 or 3 or whatever, they was open to receive the direction of whatever he was leading them to do. Or say, for instance, if you a singer, you in church, you sitting up in church all that time and you ain't never using your gift. He'll take it away.
That's what it put me in a mindset of is the gifts that we have, You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what mm-hmm. they did, regardless of how they did it to multiply it. You know what I'm saying? They used their gifts. They used the ability. They, you know what I'm saying, that God gave them. You know,
exactly, and made it grow. Like, because in him is increase. We can't act like multiplication ain't in the Most High. When he give us something, he make it better. Basically, that's what he ministering to us. And only you can be the person to hinder it to not do nothing. You feel me? When you caught up in yourself and you not subject to the Holy Spirit.
Yep. And not watching over what you're doing. You know what I mean? Not trying to do the right thing with it, being scared and timid like the third guy was. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man, you know, really not thinking about using his brain. You know, like, and I feel like it relates to life so much, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're not using your brain, you're not trying to do the right thing, that's what's going to happen to you. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get everything taken away from you.
Exactly, you know? Because the Most High was basically describing that I gave y'all all gifts. It's up to you to use it. You know, remember the last time we had a meeting, we was talking about how ain't nothing. Believe in yourself, because ain't nothing going to happen without you. You got to be the one to move on that vision of whatever it is. Ain't nothing falling out the sky. It starts with you.
It definitely does, for real. And a lot of people don't feel like that. Some people feel like, oh, man, let me put the blame off on somebody else. Or, oh, I didn't have enough hours. But they all hit the same hours.
I'm
they
waiting on the Lord. People in ministry, too. I'm waiting on y'all. I'm waiting on y'all. Now he waiting on you.
Yep, for real. No, you're so right. For real, because a lot of people will feel like that. It's like, if you're not trying to put the footwork in, what makes you think it's finna fall out the sky? What makes you think you finna multiply what you got? You know what I'm saying? If you're not...
It's you by faith taking that one step and watching him take two, because you have faith to move on the vision. And that goes with the scripture, too. Faith without works is dead. You can have all the faith you want, but if you don't move your feet, if you don't take a step towards the vision, ain't nothing going to work. A vision in your head ain't nothing if you don't begin to write it down on paper. You feel me?
No, for real, for real. And be willing to put in the work of what you did on paper. That's why it don't work without you working it. You know what I'm saying? Faith don't work without you working it. I like to say that because it's like, it makes so much sense, because some people be like, oh, I have faith. I'll just have faith. That sounds like you just wishing on something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
cop out. Yeah.
Like, what you doing in the process of waiting on the faith? Like, is you making it happen? Because by you not moving your legs, or by you not trying to make sure that this is going to work, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to work. Ain't nobody just going to be like, oh, man, this person needs this. Or, you know what I'm saying? But if you put in the work of trying to, you know what I'm saying, make it happen, oh, man, what do I need to do to put myself in position for it to happen, then it's going to happen. But a lot of people be so don't even want to put in the work for that to happen. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. A lot of people then went through tough times. You know what I'm saying? I get it. I know people don't know how to read and write like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to be way worse than reading than I am now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember a point in time where I couldn't read at all. You know what I'm saying? Let alone trying to read around some people. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like a lot of times, man, people just need to get over that fear. You know what I'm saying?
But that's trusting in they self. Holy Spirit will teach you. He said he'll teach us all things. Like, literally, that's the biggest, I'm telling you, ain't no limits or boundaries on them. All we got to do is ask and have faith that he going to begin to show us those ways, because I'm pretty sure, like you said, you've made plenty progress. And that's when you look back over that, it's I know it's mind-boggling. You know what I'm saying? And to a place to where you can't do nothing but give him all the glory, honor, and praise, because he'll blow your mind on how you begin to advance in knowledge, even more than people who went to school to get a college degree. I'm telling you, Holy Spirit will lead you through your life experiences to gain knowledge. You be blown away, but you can't take the credit or the glory for it.
Mm-hmm. And that's so how it be. I don't be wanting to take the credit for nothing. You got to get God all the credit. He knows God. You know what I'm saying? For me to even graduate from college, you know what I'm saying? To even being in college, not even having special ed or special accommodation papers, you know what I'm saying? Like, I went in. And, like, I just didn't know, you know what I'm saying? And the outcome of it all was just like a real learning experience. And it took me to the next level because I'm like, man, I can do that. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't slow. You know what I'm saying? See, a lot of us was just taught we was just slow. People telling us, you know what I'm saying? Or some stuff that we thought we was just different learners with. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
It's like what the Bible said, like, God's people perish from a lack of knowledge. You know what I mean? And this, if you're not searching for it and if you're not trying to get it, it's not going to happen. You're going to be
it
like
ain't.
You know what
you
I'm saying?
You got to put effort towards it. You got to want it. What you think, Sister Jewel?
Sister Jeanette.
I'm enjoying listening right now. It's like.
Oh, I didn't even know somebody else was over.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Fine. How are you today? I'm enjoying it, and it's I'm able to apply it to myself.
I needed to hear this, you know. And I definitely don't want to lose my gift because. I don't know what I'm waiting on, Jesus.
Come on, come on, hallelujah.
I don't know what I'm waiting on, but definitely. And it's really encouraging to hear that you can really read and how well you're reading. And it's like, I know that you're nervous about it because anytime somebody tell you this is something that you can't do, you a little hesitant, but at the same time, you taking a walk out on faith. Every time you read publicly, you taking a walk out on faith. You letting God know that he's God. And I like that. I like that.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to share something with y'all. When all while my daughter was in elementary, and then when she went to Tokyo, I had things that the teachers was like, she didn't know, like basic things, saying that she didn't know her address or her phone number. What are you talking about? You know, in a meeting, I've been like, when they say that, and I ask her her address and her phone number, and she was saying it right away. But her listening to them, she just felt like she'd rather do it their way instead of how I was teaching her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And until this moment, I was getting real frustrated because it's like she was accepting that, you know, like I had taught her a lot. And she was reading really well. And when she went to high school, I don't know what I was thinking, but when she went to high school, it seemed like they weren't teaching her anything. And the things that I taught her, guess what? She lost it.
Exactly. You ain't using it, you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
She
them teachers
lost
don't
it.
Be helping them. And that's why I be telling Sister Jeanette that, like, I be on the kids and stuff because they don't, them teachers don't, and I was just working in the school, them teachers don't care. if the mom and dad ain't trying to, like, put in the work to do that, and that's what my mom and them did, too. I don't feel like they, you know what I'm saying, helped us more. They really depended on the school to teach your kids. But the school, only they there for a check. They don't care. I graduated.
They did in Chicago, though. Like, it's this magic school system.
Because one of the speech and language teacher was like, she had an IEP one time, and this lady actually said that she speaks, that my daughter speaks ghetto slang. I said, really? Yes, she said it. And so, you know, she read it off the IEP, and she didn't have a clue who she was dealing with. And so she flipped the page, right? So they asked me, did I have something to say? Baby, hold on. Who told y'all to flip the page? Because I'm still on the last page with the ghetto slang, because I need to know who's teaching her the ghetto slang, because I don't speak ghetto slang. So can you break that down to me? And please tell me exactly, give me some examples of ghetto slang, because I don't know what that is, okay? So they were like, she said, oh, well, we're going to remove it and give you a copy. I don't trust you like that. Because before we sat down, they had a copy of this downtown. So I'm going to need to call downtown for them to send you back that copy so everybody can have the same copy. You know what I mean?
That's well.
But this is what I need, because guess what? In my house, at least an hour of a day, it don't matter that you're 24. You're going to read again.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to read again.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to read again. You're not going to just give up because they put a lot of stuff that they used to allow, you know. When a person is...
They definitely do, though. For real.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. But I thank God for this, because I'm going to be real. I was getting so frustrated to the point where I was like, you know what? If she don't care, I don't either.
Yeah. Kids are making
But
feel
that's
like-
what the enemy wanted me to think.
It did, too. For real. And it'd be up to us like that to push them and encourage them. Because I don't know what's up. Like, my kids do it, too, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what's wrong with the kids. I think it's the I don't want to just say this. The millennials, but I think so, man. For real, because it'd be like, I'd be telling my son that, like, man, if you don't care, don't, ain't nobody going to care like you. You only messing up for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to get there and go through that. You know, like, and then I tell him about me. I didn't get certain jobs because I couldn't read. Man, if I could read like that, like how some people, and they'll tell them what I would have did. You know what I'm saying? But I had to make myself do it. Like, I had to make myself read. But right before I graduated from 12th grade, what helped me started really knowing that I can read was his teachers broke it down to me. And I had to start one and two read. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, dang, I can't read it like how other people read. So I started diving into wanting to read more. And the lady told me that I had to read, just read books. She was like, read books more out loud. Read when you start reading, read out loud. And when you watching TV, start using a word caption. Because a lot of words, I can read them but can't spell them. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So it'd be that type of stuff, too. But a lot of times we do, like, we be having to encourage them because sometimes they just feel like, oh, they just want to, you know, oh, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? You like, baby, you got to get through life. I'm not going to always be here. At least that's how I be with my kids. Like, I don't want you to go through what I had to go through. You know what I'm saying?
And y'all know what? In this school system here, our kids have to want it, because if they don't want it for themselves, the teacher's going to let them fall by the wayside because all they care about here is our kids' behavior. They don't care about nothing. They want our kids to be on their ADHD medicine, and they want them to sit down and every kid to cross their legs and sit up at the desk and act exactly the same. They don't want to deal with no, like they don't have their own personality or nothing. That's just what I found out going through this school system. If you're not teaching your kids at home, they don't care there. All they care about is if they're not giving them no problems behaviorally.
And a lot of, and that can even go back to the topic of today. You know what I'm saying? As far as like, because that's like you have to manage over that. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you say like she don't be wanting to do it, because I be having to do it with my kids because they don't want to do it. And then it almost puts a barrier on you because you don't want to do it all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to sit there, at least for me. I don't be wanting to sit there all the time, especially when you, like, don't want to do it. I be working with my son sometimes, and he'd be like, man, the other day, last weekend, I had to take a break. But then I thought about it during the break, like, no, he got to get back to this. So don't get frustrated with him. You know what I'm saying? Figure out a way.
It's a lesson in there for us. Sometimes y'all be wanting us to be patient, you know, and he'll use our kids and their lives and their situations to work out things in us how we want it to happen quick. No, he'll bring it right into our homes. Like, no, I need you to be patient.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what he's doing with me now, Wanda. For real, especially with my son. Like, more patient. And when I start doing that, it do flow right. He accept it. You know what I'm saying? More versus you getting flustered, like, oh, man, come on, dude. You know what I'm saying? Yelling at me.
But think about that grace again, though. We was just talking about grace, though. That same grace you got to extend to him because, you know, look how long it took you to learn. We just have to examine ourselves and not in no judgmental way. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yes, you are so right. And you got a lot to do with managing. Sometimes I feel like managing things and storing over things is a job within itself, and it is. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so easy to not do the right thing. It's so easy to just
do it for them or something like that. You feel me? Just make it easy. A shortcut. Take shortcuts. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take the long way.
Yeah, you got to do it the right way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In order for it to be like, oh, man, you know, I took your 5 and I got 10. You know what I'm saying? So you get more. Versus the guy like, oh, you know what I mean? I buried you. You know, I didn't care. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to. You know what I mean? Like, and that's when you're going to get nothing, you know?
Yes, what's your wife's perspective on it? I'd be scared to say her name because so many J's. Your sister and auntie is Joyce and then when I come to her name, I get a brain freeze every time.
Is it Jeanette?
Yes, Sister Jeanette. I want to hear from her.
For me, I hear what's being said, and I somewhat believe for the most part, but I feel like we can't say all teachers are like that. But yes, it does start at home. When you're not getting it at home, I mean, you're just not going to get it. Because my experience in school, I didn't have that. That no teachers not caring. I had teachers that went over and beyond with the schools that I went to say.
But they wasn't teachers. That's when they would let you do something.
No, they wasn't. And you let me listen. I had teachers that went over and beyond. I didn't have a problem in math, but not really. I had teachers in each of my grades when I was in elementary, probably in middle school, that went out their way to say, I want you to come to my house when school is out for me to continue helping you read, try and read. So I can't say all teachers are bogus. It's all on their passion on teaching instead of just collecting a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
I had the 4-5 teachers that did that wasn't getting paid or you know, students.
But that's weird though.
And I don't. One of them still doing it to this day. She's very passionate. But I definitely do think it started at home of showing them, because this is where they learn it from, even though they at school most at home.
We their first teachers. We definitely their first teachers.
Everything. Yes.
So what's your intake on management and multiplying and storing it over your gifts that God gave you the right way to be productive? So you're not like the third man and you lose it all, like.
No, I definitely don't think I'm like the third man, but I'm not the first man. And that's okay.
The first one and the second one did the same thing. They just had different amounts,
Right, so you're doing the right thing. The whole thing is
doing the right thing.
Yeah, the whole concept is doing the right thing. So you're
right.
Doing
yeah.
It.
Just had different amounts, yeah.
That comes down to somebody rich, or somebody who just, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, we talking different, but no, we talking about just stewarding over things in the right way, you know what I'm saying? Whether that's making sure your kids do their homework or making sure you take the time out of sitting down with them, you know what I'm saying? And so, because you see the bigger picture, you know what I'm saying? Like managers, they see the bigger pictures versus the employees, you know what I'm saying? Like they just, whatever, they getting, you know what I'm saying? But you have to manage over things in the right way in order to be more productive in life, in order to, for God to be like, oh, I'm going to multiply, you know what I'm saying? Just that's really taking care of what you got, you know what I'm saying? Not trying to, like Sister Hawanda was saying, like, oh, you got a 5-bedroom house. You know what I'm saying? You know somebody close to you or know somebody that needs something, you'd be like, oh, no, I'm going to just be like the third man. I'm a bury. No, you can't come over. No, this safety. We hold. You know what I'm saying? Like, it all flows together.
Hello?
You know?
Well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's why I felt like tonight was definitely a good topic for tonight, because of you know, we all can relate to some type of management, some type of stewardship, some type of thing. And not forgetting to reevaluate. You know what I'm saying? It's all because sometimes you'll get so locked in. Oh, I got this. Huh? You know what I'm saying? You're doing it for so long. I'm on the phone, guys. And sometimes you'll do stuff for so long, you'll forget. Or you'll just be conditioned, and it comes second nature, and you won't catch yourself slipping. And before you know it, you will be looking like that last man. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
that happened to me before too, though. You know what I'm saying?
You don't feel like the last man. You just get too comfortable that you stop wanting or trying.
Yeah, and that's you not managing other things right, and you done lost everything, and then God done took it away from you. That's the third man. What you guys think?
I don't think it's last, man. I would just say if you're doing it, then you get comfortable in what you're doing. You're not trying to better what you're doing, then you're just straggling and not losing. You're just straggling. You know, but to keep, we got to keep back. Let's say how you start out, you just keep going.
That's still having some type of faith, so you really not counting it out. I don't feel like that's really the last man. The last man ain't do nothing at all. All he did was bury his. Of course, we go through those situations, you know what
right.
I'm saying, where we might consider peaks and valleys or our highs and lows, or we might get weary in our well-doing, you know what I'm saying? But we don't
yeah.
give up faith. So it's like, you know, this race ain't given to the swift nor the strong, but to the one that endureth to the end. So as long as you move, and whether that's baby steps or not, just don't give up the faith. You know what I'm saying? Keep moving no matter what. Don't just bury it, like, forget it. Life is over. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I ain't doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. No, and that's
because nothing from nothing leaves nothing, for real.
Right, and that's what I was saying. Like, and you will find yourself in them type of conditions from just doing the same thing for so long or being worried. Like, situations happen to where you can be doing good. You can be, you know what I'm saying, and it is something to come by, you know what I'm saying, something to depress you. It's all type of situations that will come by and that will have you to be what that third man was and just start feeling hopeless, start feeling like you want to bury your stuff. You know what I'm saying? Start
That's
feeling
facts.
Like,
that's facts. When you said it like
you know
that,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's
you,
when
you, and you don't get out of that unless you're ready to move too. You still have to, rather you laying there and in your head, you fighting in the spirit because you're doing
yeah.
something at least, but your mind still have to be transformed in order to pick the fight back up. Like, I ain't giving up. I'm about to get up out this bed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it might not look like it's a physical action, but mentally you warring in the spirit.
That's what I did when I was going through my dark times. On the real, I was. It definitely starts in your mind. You're definitely right about that. Because even in the midst of my storm, I used to say that, oh, man, I know I got to get out of this place. I know I got to do this. I know I got to, you know what I'm saying? In the same time, probably digging myself deeper in the hole. You know what I'm saying? But whole time, trying to fight that battle first within your mind, like what you're saying, because it definitely starts there first. Because once you conquer mm-hmm. that, get that in your mind, like, oh, man, I'm going to do this. That's three people, the first two ones. Oh, man, I'm going to take this. And, you know what I'm saying? The first time you get the – and you acting on it, like what we were saying earlier about faith don't work without working it. You know what I'm saying? When you working that
mm-hmm.
thing, all you up out of there. Now you the transfer. Now we ain't just talking in the mind. Now we acting on it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and everything starts in the mind, bro. Look, whether it's a good or a bad thing, the thing is what we do with the thought. Because we can have bad things that come to our mind, too, and if we don't rebuke them, we don't act on them. You feel me? Seeing first starts in the mind. Remember, he said you if you think it first, you know what I'm saying? You guilty
yeah.
of it. You feel
yeah.
me? So that's what the enemy come for, our mind. We really have to be mindful of that.
Yeah.
That's what he come for, the mind, because if he get the mind, he got the whole body. What do you listen to? Your mind.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I be so trying to be on point, man, of what I'm thinking about and how I'm feeling, man, because it definitely do what you're thinking about, definitely going to portray how you acting. If your mind messed up, you feeling some type of way, you feeling with hatred in your heart, you feeling like whatever, you're going to produce that. I don't care if you,
yeah.
You don't even speak it. Body language, your body language, your actions is going to show that.
Yes,
you know
it'll come up in a dream. You sit up there with the TV on, and you know what I'm saying? If it's playing something murderous, see, that's how kids have grown-ups, too, have nightmares and everything. All of that matter. What we feed flourish. That's why we need to choose what we feed ourselves, and it ain't always just physical food, natural food. It's whatever we doing is a seed. We deposited it into ourselves.
Yep, you are so right. I'm with you on that.
Whatever. Conversations on the phone. Anything we entertain, we allow somebody to make a deposit.
Mm-hmm. No, you're on point with that one, for real. You got to be mindful. And my experience from on my journey that I've been on, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't no fat in the game. Like, I still got my problems. But I noticed that. You know what I'm saying, Sister Wanda? Like, and I be trying to be so on point of all of that, because the Holy Spirit won't move through you if, I don't care if it's a crack in there, you're not doing something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
I be trying to be up on all that so that the Holy Spirit can move through me. And I can feel when it's not. You know what I'm saying? Because something of one of them things I'm not doing. I might have not throwing somebody the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? Like, hold on, that definitely wasn't the Holy Spirit right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you definitely in your flesh right now. And I say it too, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm definitely in my flesh right now. Or I definitely didn't do that the right way. You know what I mean? But learning and trying to be a better manager over them things and stewarding over that, knowing that, it's a struggle though, but.
But let me just tell you, that is Holy Spirit, because that's what Holy Spirit going to bring, quick conviction, because
mm-hmm.
you can say, you label it as flesh and spirit. Yeah, I operated in my flesh,
instead of being mindful to the Spirit. But once you did it, the Holy Spirit convicted you, and that's what gave you the mindset of, I shouldn't have did that like that. But it's what you feed more. You know what I'm saying? Evidently, somewhere you've been feeding that flesh a little bit more than the Spirit. That's why I was able to override the Spirit. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit was there because it brought the conviction. But when he bring the conviction, don't forget the repentance. We got to ask for forgiveness. We have to get that thing in order so won't nothing hinder us from moving forward so he won't, you know, take his Spirit away.
Because mm-hmm. he definitely will. For real. That's why you got to be up on that stuff like that, though. But no, man, tonight was definitely good. I want to start keeping it at the hour, too, though. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, I'd be, like, tired, especially after all my days. But I just want to feel, like, how Apostle be doing, like, what we get out of tonight, starting with
mm-hmm. Okay.
What you get out of tonight, Sister?
Who are you saying?
That's Sister Jeanette.
Okay.
So keep pushing. Not give up. Yeah. Keep the mind focused.
You've been around too long.
What?
Yes.
What I got out of it is literally we don't be the man that, you know, that buried the gift, literally taking that personal in every aspect of our life. See, we can look at it from a spiritual perspective and a natural perspective and really apply it to our life because, you know, don't be storing up goods for yourself when there's people out there homeless and hungry, you know what I'm saying? And don't allow yourself to continue to be silent. And this, and like you said, it can be a struggle and a fight because of trauma. When we take everything back to trauma, because some people should be speaking up and they don't because they was never, you know what I'm saying? They come back from their childhood. You shut up. Don't say nothing. You feel me? And they ain't able to speak up when somebody needs to hear what their story is, rather that is being in ministry or speaking or even being a motivational speaker, somebody that's there to encourage or lift somebody up. They don't think that their words is valuable, you know? So just really being mindful of every area of our life where we can be used and bring value to the kingdom of Yah. You know what I'm saying? And not keeping ourselves small in those areas because this is basically Yah explaining. If we look at that scripture from a deeper perspective, he gave us all a gift, but what are we going to do with it? That's what I take from it.
Amen. Sister, what's her name?
Jewel.
Jewel, you sound familiar though.
Do I really? I know your mom. Right. I know your mom, and I know your sister, and I know your little brother.
Yeah, the voice sounds familiar.
My voice. We never. No, other than the Bible studies, I mean, I've heard of you, but I don't know you, you know? But anyway, this is what I got, child. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
I need to use it before I lose it. That's all.
Hallelujah.
That's it. Y'all stepped on my toes, everything, but it's good. It's what I needed. Just being real, you know?
Oh, glory to Yah.
That was the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Tonight, I got out of just being better, making sure that I'm stewarding over the things the right way, whether that's me using my gifts in the right way, you know what I mean, whether just doing the right thing and not hiding, trying to hide my gifts or not trying to use my gifts or not trying to use my brain in the right way that it needs to be used, you know what I'm saying, and just sitting on it. Like, I keep referring, man, because I feel like that's what a lot of people do, though. You know what I mean? And making sure that I'm not that. So that's what I got out of tonight. And I thank you guys for coming, for real, because y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all here. So I appreciate that, man, for real, for real. And I want us to all stay encouraged, stay blessed. You know what I mean? And just figure out what we need to figure out for ourselves and the stuff that's going on around us. And with that, I will ask Sister Hawanda take us out.
Okay, I'm going to do that, but I'm going to just give you your flowers. I see you being about y'all's business, and I already know when you stand on business for him, he going to stand on business for you. So, and even the things that come to your mind about your jobs and stuff, do it. Just go apply and just put a prayer before it, and he going to open the right door that need to be open, you know. So, as we close out, our hearts and minds are clear. Yah, we just say thank you. We love you. We bless your name. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise because we know it all belongs to you. Hallelujah. We know that we are nothing but filthy rags, and but we are willing vessels on today. We surrender all to you, that we give you the power and the authority and everything that you may use us, that you may speak through us. Hallelujah. That somebody may be encouraged, that's discouraged, that somebody may be lifted up, that's torn down, hallelujah, that somebody may say through us that they want to be saved, they want to be set free, they want to be delivered, they want to be changed, they want to be transformed, hallelujah, so that we can give you all the glory because we already know who works through us, hallelujah. We know who the author and finisher of our faith is, so we just ask you to continue to work in us. Don't take us off the potter's wheel. Continue to make us and mold us in your likeness and your image. For our desire is to be holy and acceptable in thy sight, because you said without holiness no man can see Yah, hallelujah. So we just want to be holy. We want to be right. We want to walk that straight and narrow path. We don't want to get confused or distracted looking to the left or to the right. So we pray right now that you give us tunnel vision, hallelujah, that no matter what's going on in this world, no matter what the distractions may be, that you keep our eyes stayed on you, knowing, hallelujah, that you have already worked out every situation, that you are working behind the scenes even when we don't see you working. So increase our faith in this season that we just begin to walk it out. And walk it out, and walk it out, hallelujah, yeah. That we will not be conformed to this world, but we will be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So I pray right now that you have allow us to see every good and perfect thing that you have for us, because you said you already know the plans that you have for our life, plans to prosper us, which means that you ain't never seen the righteous forsaken, nor your seed begging bread, and that everything we need, you will give it to us. And I thank you that we ain't missing nothing, because you said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. And everything that the devil stole, we thank you that you are giving it back to us double, 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 hallelujah, that we will not just relinquish our goods, so we will not cast our pearls among swine in this season, hallelujah, that we will be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, that we will operate in the spirit and not in the flesh, hallelujah, that we're going to deny ourselves daily and take up our cross and follow you in this season. Hallelujah, because our lives depend on it. Hallelujah, we don't get to miss in this season. Hallelujah, and we know that us in this flesh, we going to miss. But help us to be in the spirit daily. Help us to be in the spirit and sensitive to your spirit. Hallelujah, daily, that we may, hallelujah, be the light in this world. Hallelujah, that darkness will see and say, what must I do to be more like you?
Hallelujah. We know that we are nothing without you, and we are everything with you. So we acknowledge you in all of our ways, and we ask you to direct our path. And as we leave this place but not your presence, we pray that you send a fresh anointing. Hallelujah. That it begins to continue to wash us and cleanse us and purge us and uproot everything in us, that we continue to focus on the man and the woman in the mirror and continue to ask him or her to change our ways, because we can't point the finger at nobody. We need to focus on ourselves and allow our life to be a living sacrifice and a living testimony before your people, because people don't listen to what you say. They listen, they watch what you do. Holy, hallelujah. So we thank you that our life is an example to the world, that we are not just hearers of your word, that we are doers of your word in this season. So help us to do the word like never before. Help us to do the word like never before. Help us to apply it to our life. Store it up on our heart, hallelujah, so even if we don't have the book, that we know that your word is weapons of mass destruction, and that's the only way that we can defeat the enemy. So we thank you for our weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are nocturnal, but they are mighty by the pulling down of strongholds, hallelujah. So help us to identify the enemy from afar, so that we can tell him where to go, because he have no dominion, no power, and he gets no glory and victory over our life. All the honor, glory, and praise belong to you. And we come against the enemy that, and anything that will rob us of this prayer that already went forth, for we speak that it is sealed with the blood and it to never be undone. Hallelujah. In your son Yahshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. It will accomplish everything you sent it out to do. And we thank you that it is so. Hallelujah. And we just say thank you for everything.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, man. That was powerful, sister.
All glory to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, I love y'all, and y'all have a great week. And we'll meet here, hopefully. We need now. The only thing we're looking for is that broadcast on Sunday. Because ain't nobody else.
I know. If we don't go see Jeanette's mom and my son this weekend, I'm definitely going to get back on top of that, though. Like, for real, man. I just need a little more time.
I'm glad she brought that up, because I was so saying, well, he needs to, make it happen.
Okay, I got it. All right, love you all with the love of Christ.
Love y'all.
Okay, be blessed.
Yes. All right, guys.